Phone news, Instagram for Windows Phone, Paranote for iPhone, HP's iMacs, and crazy expensive Apple TV 2s. It's Tuesday, September 11th, 2012, and this is iWake. I'm Tim Chatton, and this is what's going on in the Apple world today. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of iWake. Tomorrow is the big Apple event, so stay tuned for that. All the information about that event will be on Thursday's show, as the Wednesday show will be out by the time Apple's event starts to kick off. So with that said, first of today is some good news to Apple laptop users. It seems battery life is going to be restored with OS 10.8.2. According to the Mac Observer, of most immediate impact in their study of battery life shows that the testing build of 10.8.2 completely restores battery life to OS 10 Lion levels, yielding approximately 380 minutes of power under their testing protocol, compared to the 260 to 275 under OS 10.8 and 280 to 300 under 10.8.1. So we are going to get a huge, big battery boost with this latest update coming out hopefully soon. Great news, and hopefully Apple can push it out fairly soon. Now let's move on to some phone news. First up is AT&T trying to act like a $50 Android phone is a good deal. The actual phone seems okay, pretty good, you know, it's got decent specs. The LG Escape has, you know, fast processor, good cameras, that kind of things. But what most people are forgetting here is that the iPhone 4 will soon be free on contract. That's right, the iPhone 4 will be free. That's $0 on contract. Versus this $50 Android phone that probably won't be updated. The iPhone 4 is a great phone, and if you are in that market of a low-cost on-contract phone, I'd say go with the iPhone 4. The iPhone 4 will be updated for many years to come, whereas this LG Escape may never receive a single update. Secondly, a contract itself is an expensive thing. So unless AT&T has some budget contract for those users, it'll never be a cheap thing. And I'd probably recommend just saving the $200 and getting the iPhone 5 or whatever, you know, iPhone you want or whatever phone you want, I should say. In other phone news is T-Mobile. It seems to me that Apple and T-Mobile still aren't going to play ball this year. T-Mobile is pushing the unlocked iPhone market by doing something rather interesting. According to Mac Rumors, beginning September 12th, you know, the day of Apple's big event, T-Mobile is stepping up their efforts to attract customers with unlocked iPhones to T-Mobile. Each of their branded retail stores will receive an iPhone 4S demo unit, and their sales staff will start training to help customers set up their compatible iPhone. They're also developing iOS versions of helpful T-Mobile apps, like T-Mobile My Account, T-Mobile Visual Voicemail, and T-Mobile TV. They're also ramping up the speed of the iPhone on their network. They've already turned up the speed of their network in various cities. What they're doing is converting their networks to 4G HSPA Plus to work on the 1900 megahertz spectrum, which is iPhone compatible, with sites live already in cities like Seattle, Las Vegas, Washington, D.C., and the New York metro area. Don't be surprised if you hear iPhone speed settings fairly soon. They expect to have these improvements deployed to a large number of cities later this year. T-Mobile is finally, this is their last thing they're doing here with the iPhone, is touting significant savings for customers bringing their devices over from AT&T, noting that its $70 a month unlimited talk, text, and data plan is $50 cheaper than a plan from AT&T offering unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data. So there you go. This is rather interesting news. What it says to me the most is that they're still not going to get the iPhone come September 12th. It also makes me laugh a little bit because T-Mobile says their Android phones are as good as the iPhone. But every couple months, they come out with some iPhone push. So it seems that the iPhone is actually better than their offerings. Last in phone news is Sprint. They seem to be rolling out LTE rather aggressively. The first big batch of cities include Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Indianapolis, Los Angeles, Memphis, Miami, Nashville, New Orleans, New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. That list alone is rather impressive as it covers a little bit of everyone, but yet again, no Honolulu in that list. Sprint has said, though, that around 100 cities will be LTE capable in the coming months. And this is rather awesome news. Competition seems to be helping out, and Sprint is building out their network fast, and hopefully they'll become a true competitor. Up until now, owning a Sprint iPhone was a bit idiotic, if you asked me. Their data network is, well, simply unusable, and with LTE on the way, that major complaint by me will be going away, which is, for sure, really good news. Now on to some app news. First up is a Mac app by the name of Anime Studio. According to TUAW, Anime Studio is a really popular animation system for illustrators and animators. And there's good news about the app for Mac users. Anime Studio has now arrived on the Mac in both Pro and Debut versions. Both versions offer a really impressive bone rigging system that allows animators to simply create a skeleton and then pose it in different frames. Other features include an animation timeline and even an included physics engine to help artists make quick and easy physics-based animations. You can pick up the Pro version for just $150 right now on sale from the $200 normal price point, or the debut version for $30, which is normally $50. This sounds like a great thing. I'm not an animator, but if you're gonna animate, I'd give it a look. And if you're interested in animating, like I was interested in stop motion, I picked up that app and that worked for me. If you're interested in learning this, this seems to be a good tool that can help you get into the ballpark here. You can check out both of those versions at anime.smithmicro.com. If you're interested in the debut version, the previous edition is for sale in the Mac App Store for $40. Next up is an app that many, many iPhone users enjoy, and that is Instagram. That's right, Instagram. Well, it appears to be coming to Windows Phone. That's right. The Verge has confirmed with Instagram that's coming to the Windows Phone platform. There's no timetable yet except to say it's coming. This is not surprising news as Facebook and Microsoft are, well, very good friends. Last of the day in the app news is Pairnote coming to the iPhone. The once iPad-only app is now universal. Pairnote is a great note-taking app and worth a look. It's also available for the Mac. Funny thing to note here is their press release had me a little confused that I was reading something from 2008. It states, "I'm pleased to announce that Pairnote for iOS 2.0 is now available." So yeah, what they really mean here is Pairnote for iOS has been updated to version 2.0. Anyways, a good app worth a look. Closing out the show today are two more stories. First, HP is releasing an iMac ripoff. Everything they do, from the keyboard to the Magic Trackpad, are copied here. The Spectre one is, well, a blatant ripoff, and I'm sure many customers will go for it. Because, well, the iMac is a good design. I'll be curious how well this runs Windows and all that wonderfulness. So if it was me, I would buy the iMac instead. But anyways, HP is following the Samsung game of let's copy Apple and see if it works. Last of the day is a rather surprising thing as I was browsing eBay. So I was browsing eBay as I was, answering a forum question about getting an Apple TV, that kind of thing. And I discovered that the Apple TV 2 is, well, a hot commodity. Evidently, the Apple TV 3 is not hackable, which makes the old model quite valuable. Prices on the $99 old box we used to get go as high as around $320. The Apple TV 3 gets hacked, you can expect prices at the bottom out. But right now, if you aren't into hacking and want to make some cash, the Apple TV 2 seems to be getting a pretty penny. You could even swap out, say, one Apple TV 2 for two or three Apple TV 3s. So there you go. Who knew it? The Apple TV is, well, a valuable little hockey puck. Well, that's what's going on in the Apple world today. You can find the show notes over at iWakePodcast.com. I also do videos over at youtube.com/TCHATEN. And finally, if you'd like to access the script as well as bonus content, head on over to iWakePodcast.com/again. That's iWakePodcast.com/again for scripts and bonus episodes. Thanks for listening or watching. I'll talk to everyone again tomorrow. Have a great day.